and welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Friday morning, May 16th. I'm Dan Loney. This time, six ways to avoid kids on a cruise ship and why household brands are losing their luster. Those stories and more as we continue.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
If you're thinking about going on a cruise but don't want to be caught in the crush of kids running from deck to deck, well, there's some ways you can avoid this. MarketWatch's Katie Hill says the first thing you need to consider is the time of year you go.
Summertime's probably out, and Christmas holiday, Thanksgiving. When the kids are out of school, that's when you're going to get the most kids.
And picking the right cruise line is just as important.
The higher end ones, of course, the Regent and the Silver Seas, they cost more, but there's fewer kids. So there's a kind of sweet spot in here, which is Princess and Celebrity. They're still pretty affordable, but there's not that many kids on there.
You should also check the layout of the cruise ship as well.
There's a lot of times there's kids areas or there's steam nights that, you know, if SpongeBob is rolling around your cruise ship, you're probably going to get a lot of kids, you know. So you can look for the activities. You can look for how many, you know, huge kids areas they're going to be on there.
And that also works for where your cabin is on the ship as well. Avoid areas near where those kids' activities are going to be. He'll also suggest picking a later dinner seating. Most kids and families will want to eat earlier in the evening, so an 8 or 8:30 p.m. sitting may be a bit late for your stomach, but it will most likely be kid-free. And one final way to avoid children is taking a longer cruise. A two-week trip is something that most families won't do. As we continue, generic is the buzzword for many households.
First, congratulations to the folks at Squarespace for winning 4 Webbies this year. Squarespace is the easiest way to create an exceptional website for you or your business. They have beautiful designs and all the style options you'll need to create a unique website. And don't worry about getting stuck. Squarespace has a 24/7 support team. Try Squarespace today for free. And when you're ready to go live, enter WSJ at checkout and save 10%. Plus, you get free hosting. Use promo code WSJ at squarespace.com/WSJ. Squarespace.com/WSJ.
Many Americans are still feeling the pinch from the recession. And one area where they're trying to stretch the dollars they do have are the grocery aisles. A new study from Deloitte shows that many Americans still feel like the country is in recession, so they're buying more store brands than the ones you're used to seeing in their homes.
9 out of 10 consumers have told us that they found several store brands that are equally as good as the national brands that they're used to buying.
That's Rich Nanda. He's a principal for Deloitte Consulting's Consumer Products Division. But despite this frugality by the American public, there are times when the people will splurge a bit.
They're willing to pay more if it's for a brand they trust, if it offers features and functionality that they understand provides a value to them and to their family.
And Nanda has some advice for the makers of some of these popular brands that might be getting passed over right now.
For the brands out there and for the marketers out there, it's really time to get focused and to understand which consumers they're catering to and why those consumers engage with them and buy their brands.
That's it for this time. Thanks for joining us. And remember, check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Dan Loney at the Wall Street Journal.